Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. We're digging deeper into Matthew's Gospel, and today we're in Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 to 24. They read, "Do not store up for yourselves treasure on earth, where moths and vermin destroy, and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money." Where do you hide your treasure? The bank? A pension pot? Even an offshore account? When Jesus walked the earth, the options were rather different. Some people used moneylenders, others buried their wealth or hid it in a cave. As a last resort, it might be left for safekeeping in the temple. Even the most hard-hearted robbers would probably not rob the temple. Occasionally, in this country today, hoards of Roman gold or silver or jewellery are sometimes dug up. Often, it seems that these quantities of treasure have been hastily buried to hide it from an invading army. The owner clearly intended to return for it once the war was over, but they never came back. Jesus is reminding us that we come this way once. We are responsible for the way we handle the worldly wealth we accumulate. Do we possess our things, or do they possess us? How can we treat our wealth wisely? Well, the clue is in the odd reference to eyes in this passage. The word healthy, when he talks about the healthy eye, means literally single. And it also connects in that culture with the idea of generosity, a generous eye. The unhealthy eye is a metaphor for stinginess and jealousy. Therefore, Jesus is telling us to keep a singular focus in our lives, that God is the giver of life and all things material. He is the one to thank for our wealth, but he is to be honoured above our wealth. We are to use the loaned material things to his glory. Our generosity in using these gifts of God will keep the light flowing into and out of us, so that others, seeing the light in us, will be drawn to the source of that light, which of course is God himself. And that's God's intention. The story is told of a foreign tourist who visited a famed rabbi. He remarked on the lack of possessions in his home. The rabbi responded by asking where the tourist's possessions were. The tourist replied that he did not have them with him because he was just passing through. "So am I," said the rabbi. "So am I." We need to remember, we are just passing through. So, with what we have, let us be generous, not stingy, and single-minded, not distracted. Next time, we'll look at some more of Jesus speaking here in Matthew chapter 6. But until then, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.